Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for December 28, 2013 to January 3, 2014. During his 10th visit to the region this week, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry expressed optimism for peacemaking. Meanwhile, Israeli troops shot and killed two Palestinians this week. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. On Friday, Israeli soldiers attacked the non-violent protests organized in West Bank villages using tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets. IMEMC's Iman Abid Rabbu Bannoura with the details.
Protests were organized on Friday in the village of Kufr Kaddoum in northern West Bank. The villages of Al-Nabi Saleh, Bil'in Na'lin, central West Bank, and Al-Masara village in southern West Bank. One local youth was kidnapped and many others suffered effects of tear gas inhalation when troops attacked the weekly anti-wall and settlements protest at the village of Kufr Kaddoum. Earlier in the week, an old man from the village of Kufr Kaddoum was pronounced dead on Thursday at dawn due to tear gas inhalation. Soldiers attacked the village and fired tear gas into residents' homes, killing the old man. Elsewhere on Friday, Israeli soldiers used tear gas and sound bombs as well as chemical water to attack the weekly anti-wall and settlements protests at villages of Bil'in and Na'lin and the nearby Al-Nabi Saleh. In Bil'in and Na'lin, Israeli soldiers attacked the protesters as soon as they reached the gate of the wall that separates local farmers from their lands. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Many residents were also treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation at the village of Al-Nabi Saleh. Troops attacked the unarmed protesters before even leaving the village. Later, soldiers stormed the village and fired tear gas into residents' homes, causing damage. Meanwhile, Israeli troops attacked the villagers of Al-Masara and their supporters at village entrance, then forced them back using rifle butts and batons to push people back. No injuries were reported. For IMEMC News, this is Iman Abd Rabbu Bannoura.
This week, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry expressed optimism for peacemaking as he is visiting the region for meetings between Israeli and Palestinian leaders. IMEMC's Ram El-Mighari has more.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has recently begun a new series of meetings between Israelis and Palestinians in an effort to bridge the gap between the two sides ahead of a peace deal before September 2014. During a joint press conference with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem, Kerry said that peace is possible despite the fact of skepticism by both sides. He noted that there have been difficulties, yet they can be sorted out by means of continued mediation. In the meantime, Netanyahu cast doubts over Palestinians' willingness towards peace. He was referring to Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas's remarks, in which the latter described recently freed Palestinian prisoners as heroes. This week, Israel released 26 Palestinians from Israeli jails within a framework agreement brokered in June 2013 by United States. The agreement kicked off a stalled Palestinian-Israeli peace process. On a related note, Palestinian president signaled possibility of heading for United Nations to ensure halt of Israeli settlements building underway on occupied Palestinian lands, mainly in East Jerusalem. Abbas's remarks came after Israel rejected a U.S. proposal that U.S. forces maintain a presence in the Jordan Valley in case the parties reach a peaceful agreement by September 2014, deadline for current negotiations. Israeli Interior Minister Gideon Sha'ar toured the Jordan Valley this week along with a number of Israeli lawmakers. The Israeli minister voiced out rejection to the proposal, saying no presence of Israeli army would mean a spread of terrorism. Jordan Valley lies in the West Bank, which United Nations recognize as borders of the occupied Palestinian territories, as well as a future Palestinian state. For IMEMC News, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
This week, the Israeli army conducted at least 53 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and Gaza. During these attacks, Israeli troops killed two men and kidnapped at least 40 Palestinian civilians. IMEMC's George Shmawi reports.
Israeli military invasions this week were mainly in the cities of Jenin, northern West Bank, Hebron, and Bethlehem in the south, as well as in occupied Jerusalem. In the village of Kfar Kaddoum in northern West Bank, an 85-year-old man was pronounced dead on Thursday at dawn due to suffocation from tear gas inhalation. Saeed Jasser Ali suffered serious complications after Israeli soldiers fired dozens of gas bombs at a number of homes in the village. Local sources said that soldiers attacked the villagers as dozens of Palestinians held a nonviolent procession marking the 49th anniversary of the establishment of the Fatah movement, currently the ruling party of President Abbas's government. Earlier in the week, a Palestinian miner was shot and injured by Israeli soldiers in Aida refugee camp near Bethlehem. According to security sources, live bullets were fired towards Palestinian miners in the camp, hitting a 14-year-old in the foot. He was transferred to the hospital for treatment, and his wounds were described as moderate. Another Palestinian teenager was injured on Wednesday when Israeli settlers assaulted him with clubs in the village of Yabed near northern West Bank city of Jenin. In the Gaza Strip this week, Palestinian medical sources reported that a Palestinian teen has died of wounds suffered Thursday after Israeli soldiers opened fire in the northern part of the Gaza Strip. Adnan Abu Khater, 17 years of age, was seriously injured east of Jabalia town and was moved to Ashifa Medical Center where he underwent a surgery. He remained in serious condition and was pronounced dead on Friday. Earlier in the week, a Palestinian official has said that two Palestinians were injured when several Israeli artillery shells were fired at the central Gaza Strip on Sunday night and Monday at dawn. According to Gaza's Ministry of Health, Israeli artillery shells hit an area east of Al-Maghazi refugee camp, causing the injuries. For IMEMC News, this is George Rishmael.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for December 28, 2013 to January 3, 2014 from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by Samer Jaber and me, Ghassan Bannoura.